Garrett, do you feel more comfortable at guard or tackle?
You know, either or. You know, I think that's something that allows me to be versatile is that I played I started all the tackle at when I was in college. And then at the Senior Bowl, I played guard. So really, I've had the mindset that I was going to play guard. I'm ready to play either or and both. So I'm ready to be versatile.
Hey, Garrett, can you just talk about the step up from Division II to the NFL and what do you expect?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Just a step up in level of competition going into the NFL.
Yeah, you know, I'm very excited about it. You know, it allows me to really reach the potential that I want to reach. You know, having the limitation of being in Division II obviously, you know, has its differences in competition, but. You know, being able to, give me a second. I got to walk away from all that. I can't think straight. Give me a second. Sorry about that. You with me? Hello?
Yes.
Hey, sorry about that. I am, running around trying to get away from all the noise. The step up with it, you know, I'm very excited about it. You know, I think that there's been a knock on me for a long time because of my competition level, but I have a chip on my shoulder, and I'm excited to be as successful as I can be and help get the Browns to a Super Bowl. You know, it's not anything I'm afraid of or. Well.
Hey, did you expect to get drafted?
Still there?
Yeah, you there?
Sorry.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
As you can imagine, I'm getting blown up from seven ways sideways. But, you know, it's not anything that I'm intimidated about. You know, I'm very excited about it. You know, there's a lot of great opportunity, and I'm ready to go on to walk into camp and compete for a job.
Hey, the one book I'm looking at said you had a heart operation in high school and then your appendix burst. Can you just tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, going into my freshman year of high school, I had a heart operation. I had a syndrome called WPW, which was easily fixed. I had a cardiac ablation that fixed my condition. You know, but it prevented me from participating in any sports athletically my freshman year. And so I excelled academically. And long story short, I actually had a rough year. I was bullied severely, and I had a rough time. And my parents decided to move me to Aurora Christian, and that's how I got there, which is then how I got to Chadron. But then with the appendicitis, my junior year, we're going into it 3 hours before our first game in North Dakota, I had the appendicitis. So that was a big upset. I walked into my junior year knowing that I had to go lights out and play very well. And, you know, it was a hard bounce back from that. You know, especially because I was out the first two games, but you know, I bounced back well, and it's just very exciting. So I had a good senior year.
Garrett, could you talk about Joe Thomas a little bit? Do you know anything about Joe? Have you watched him, and what do you think it'll be like to learn from a guy like that and play with him?
You know, I'm excited. I'm very excited to learn from him. You know, I think he's unanimously considered the best tackle in the league. You know, and you know, I know he's one of the highest paid. He's one of the best tackles. So I've actually looked up to him for a while. You know, when he was drafted, and of course he was drafted in the first round, but he was knocked down because of his arm length. And you know, I know that's what a lot of people have knocked on me about was my arm length as well. You know, but I couldn't ask for a better group of guys in the room. You know, I know Coach Warhop is great. I was able to spend some time with him, you know, but I'm very excited to learn from the rest of the guys, to be a student of the game, to just grow in knowledge and wisdom of the game from the other guys in the room, you know. And so Joe Thomas is a guy I'm especially looking forward to spending time with.
Hey, Garrett, given your background at the smaller schools, did you expect to be drafted?
You know, I was very confident in after this year's performance. You know, I wouldn't say it's with any arrogance, but after this year's this year at Chadron, and then my different opportunities post-career, you know, at the Senior Bowl and the Combine, I felt very confident with my performances. And And so, you know, I had a level of confidence that kind of assured me that I was going to get drafted.
So did you know about the Browns? I mean, you mentioned Coach Warhol, but I don't think a lot of guys could just rattle off the offensive line coach that quickly.
Absolutely. You know, I was very fortunate. I met with Coach Warhop at the combine, sat down with him, and then he came to my high school and worked me out a few weeks ago. And so I had the opportunity to be a student of the game from him, to learn some of the schemes of the offense, some just going over terminology and run style and pass style, and then we went out on the field at my high school and did some footwork and did some different agility drills. And so I spent some quality time with them. I knew that there was a good chance for a late-round pick with the Browns. So I'm very excited.
It says here you played some basketball at Chadron. Can you just talk about that decision?
I did. Going into 2010, there were a few guys that got kicked off the team for drug-related issues. And so they wanted to bring a big guy on that, had character and someone that has a work ethic and someone that was going to work hard and contribute to the team and not be an individual and not be selfish. And so they decided to bring me on halfway through the season to be a team player and to be, contributing to the team and work hard and practice hard and back up our starting center. And so I was very fortunate to play in all the games that I was very fortunate to play in, I think, the last 9 games. I played in every game once I was on the team, and I actually scored 4 points, which was really cool. I know my football bio says, it said, All-American football, All-American, said something about, being All-American football. I just think that's what most notably known for is 16 minutes of playing time with the CSC basketball team where I received 8 fouls. So I definitely took the pride, the physicality of playing basketball. It was quite the venue to bring fans. So,